This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's
hey, it's me, Bill Martinez. How you doing? Another wonderful day here in this great country of ours we call the United States of America. It is the top of the hour. And, you know, some people in D.C. and the Beltway and around, you know, these anti-Trumpers are just excited that, you know, it's been a rough week for the president. He lost two people in Mike Flynn and now Andy Puzder. They knew it was going to be a bit of a challenge, and some Republicans saying, look, it's going to be problematic. And rather than put him through the process and him be rejected flat out, he realized that he didn't have a fair shot to win, as we say, and exited stage left. He withdrew as Labor Secretary, as the Labor Secretary nominee. And this is a report from CNN.
Breaking news in our politics lead. It involves one of President Trump's cabinet nominees, now former cabinet nominees. Sources say Andrew Puzder, the president's pick for Labor Secretary, has just moments ago withdrawn his nomination. He was set to testify before a Senate committee tomorrow morning. CNN senior congressional reporter Manu Raju joins me now. Manu, what happened?
Well, Jake, he didn't have the support. And in fact, actually just moments ago, Sean Spicer confirming this news on the record, telling reporters that he withdrew and that the president is going to have a statement soon. But this after hours, Jake, I am told, of Republicans sending the message to the White House that he did not have the support to get confirmed. A message first conveyed last night, I am told, by a source, as well as this morning. They said that there were four firm no votes on the Republican side, and up to 11 or no votes on the Republican side as well. So that means that Puzder's chances of confirmation were incredibly slim. There were a whole bunch of liabilities piling up from his views on immigration that some folks on the right did not like because he was a little bit too moderate, but also some personal liabilities from the past, including a messy divorce from some three decades ago involving domestic abuse allegations that have since been withdrawn. But at that time, his ex-wife appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show to discuss the issues of abuse, and that tape has been viewed by members on the committee considering his nomination.
Well, you know, it is amazing that if we could ever have anybody be running or be in the run and considered for a cabinet position, I mean, what is it that they want? You know, that to be without any kind of experience or any kind of human failing? You know, kind of amazing. You know, it's a wonder to me after all that they go through. And even Puzner's wife, you know, chimed in at one point and said, look at, you know, enough of this stuff. And, you know, and he probably asked himself as he was put through the crucible here, is it worth it? And, you know, and we've seen this throughout this process. And, you know, I was almost thinking, Scott, that there should be a qualifier that if a senator is without any kind of problem, you know, whatsoever, that they are current, if they're not current in paying, you know, their taxes and whatever other human failing that they may be dealing with at that moment, that they would be disqualified from asking any questions. You know, it's kind of ironic, I think, and hypocritical that some of these people are asking questions and so vehement, you know, about somebody else's failing when they themselves have.
You just
got to
make sure you run with a D in front of your name.
I guess so.
That's apparently what the thing is.
I mean, am I the only one that finds this hypocritical? I mean, is this?
It
you
is.
Know, am I just? Yeah. Okay.
It is hypocritical. You're not the only one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't seem that it. It just doesn't seem fair. I mean, and right, and along the way, we're losing out on the benefit of some good people, some talented people. And what are they guilty of, Scott? You know, at the end of the day, they're guilty of wanting to serve the country. It's their way of saying thank you for all that this country has done, and I just want to, you know, participate in the lifting. And there's heavy lifting required here, without a doubt. We've got more. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800.
441-0405. Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. Welcome to the good fight, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not going to be easy, especially what we saw last night on the West Coast in Berkeley. I'm here in California these days, and it's rather disheartening. I don't know if you've been to the campus there, but if you have, it is a beautiful campus. It is one of the, great institutions for learning there. But the expression that was demonstrated on television last night, greatly unacceptable. Bill Fetters with us, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc., a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. And I would say, Bill Fetter, that America's noble heritage was not necessarily on display last night in Berkeley.
Well, you're right, and one of the things that I think people are beginning to look into is who is paying for all this. Mm. And more we're finding individuals' names come up, like George Soros.
Right.
And I lived a half an hour from Ferguson. We've since moved to Virginia Beach, Virginia. But 99% of the people rioting in Ferguson were not from Ferguson. Actually advertised in Chicago papers for rioters. Join Missourians organizing for reform and empowerment. And even Snopes acknowledged that George Soros gave $33 million to more Missourians organizing for reform and empowerment. And what did they do? They smashed cars. They smashed windows. They held hands across an interstate highway. I mean, poor people don't get the idea of holding hands across an interstate highway.
Exactly.
Somebody's organizing this.
Well, the sign, I love the signs. I love the signs. They're all professionally printed up. And I mean,
they, t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's incredible. I mean, all the signature is there that it's not the poor people of Ferguson putting this together. And, in this particular case, what amazes me, Bill, is that the police, law enforcement, and that in these different areas, they have to know when somebody is coming in, and they've got to be prepared and set up some sort of perimeter. They cannot just allow these people to come in, and they're going to find out the same thing, you know, to your point, when they study this and break it down, that the people that caused the damage and the people, and there were a lot of people on that campus that were not, you know, were not from, from Berkeley.
And then we're finding Black Lives Matter, and the funding can be traced back to individuals like George Soros. Mm-hmm. And the hands up, don't shoot. And the Missouri had the protests on campus, right, beginning of the Safe Spaces.
Right.
And then even the Women's March in Washington, D.C., that 50
recently.
Groups had funding from George Soros. Mm-hmm. And the Nebraska, not only are they being paid in Nebraska to protest, the state of Nebraska is now considering demanding that the protesters pay state income tax because everyone knows they're getting paid to protest.
Right.
And we see this over and over again, the anti-Trump riots. Somebody's paid, somebody's instigating this. And I was reading a quote from David Axelrod, and he was President Obama's campaign advisor.
Sure.
In 2010, he was on NPR radio, and he said, in Chicago politics, we have a tradition. Throw a brick through your own campaign office window and then call a press conference to accuse your opponent of doing it. And it's this idea that they create the crises because they want to push their agenda. They're blaming their opponents for it. It's called psychological projection.
Mm-hmm.
Psychological projection, where it's blame shifting, where the attacker blames the victim. So if you're a corrupt politician, maybe getting billions of dollars from Soros and Muslim sheikhs, you accuse your opponent of
sure.
being involved with rich people. If you're involved in, you know, child sex rings, and it's on a computer that Anthony Weiner has, and pedestrians, violence, that they have all kinds of child prostitution type things. You want to focus on your opponent and say he's the one that's, you know, immoral. And it's a strategy that works because it puts the innocent person on the defensive. They get the headlines. There's something in the press called word association.
Right.
So if your name is in a paragraph with another word that's negative, wife beating, immoral, in the people's mind, they glance through the article, they see your name, they see that, and it repeated over and over, this association is connected. And even if you're denying it, even if they say it's not true, it's in there. And so when it finally comes out that you're not the bad guy, the other one is, the one that's throwing the accusations. By that time, the public is worn out.
Yeah, the damage is done. Sure.
It's a
disinformation
the
impression
campaign.
Has been made. Yeah, and this is mainstream media has added to the culpability of this bill, as you know, because they will subtly throw a line in there, and then another writer will come alongside and turn it into a headline. And then it just becomes fact, as President Obama would say. It's just, it's indisputable. It's a fact.
Well, this, I experienced this. I wrote a book years ago called America's God and Country, Encyclopedia of Quotations, 845 pages of God and Country type quotes. So I'm on the board of a university with Ben Carson, and we're talking, and he says, hey, I'm more interested in writing a book on America. He finally did, called it America the Beautiful. He and his wife co-wrote it. I says, well, here's my book. I hand him a copy. I said, I'll help you. And so his wife emails me back and forth, sends me the manuscript, sends me the final draft, has me read through it. They're so nice. They credit me 16 times. They even have a little line, special thanks to William Federer.
Mm-hmm.
BuzzFeed said that Ben Carson plagiarized me in his book.
Oh, wow.
And BuzzFeed releases this, and the other ones pick up on it, ABC, and this becomes, quote-unquote, the news story for about a week. And so I wrote an article published in the National Review, and the title was Ben Carson Did Not Plagiarize My Book, and I go through and I cite all 16 examples. I give those quotes, and it throws water on there. But if I had not written that,
right,
they would have gone off and said, hey, this you know, great brain surgeon plagiarized.
Yeah.
That is what you were talking about. They get some discredited fake news place like BuzzFeed to introduce this, and then, boom, the other ones pick up the headlines and they run with it, and the common person on the street, they just see this name association.
Exactly.
You know, this person and the word plagiarized. So then they implant it in their brain. It's a strategy that works, and the thing is, we need to educate ourselves, and when we see this being played out, say, wait a second, it's the person throwing the accusation that's the guilty one.
Exactly. Yeah, the person that's lighting up buildings and rocks through windows, all this
and so on
crazy
campuses,
stuff.
Yeah. You know, on campuses, it's the people that are protesting the speaker. They are the intolerant one.
Right.
Who's the intolerant ones here? When Muslims demonstrate, and they say, well, you're being intolerant. It's like, wait a second. You're wanting to forbid any speech that is not complimentary of your beliefs. So you are the one engaging in intolerance. You're the one that's engaging in censorship. You're the one that wants to limit people's freedoms. And it is a strategy called blame shifting, where the attacker blames the victim. Every little kid knows how to do this. I'm not the mean one. You're the mean one.
Exactly.
Bullies on a playground will push everybody else around.
Well, they'll do that which they get rewarded for. And up to now, Bill, they've been rewarded time and again. America needs to decide if this is the end of it all. And it's time to really exercise our First Amendment right in a way that works for both sides. And so we have to let freedom ring here. Bill Fetter is with us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Let freedom ring. That's a wonder thing. Let the whole world know that today is the day of reckoning.
At the bedrock of our politics will be a total allegiance to the United States of America. And through our loyalty to our country, we will rediscover our loyalty to each other. When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
Let freedom burn.
We're back with you. Just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Bill Federer continues. Bill Federer, I'll tell you, it is really a challenge for America to understand that there are diabolical forces, and they're slowly but surely waking up. You know, they hear the name George Soros. They hear Bill Ayers. Here's some of these other, liberal thoughts that come by the way, and they're starting to kind of get it because some of this, insanity, like political correctness, if you let it grow, it mushrooms to such a degree that before you know it, you don't even know what you're thinking anymore.
Well, one of the books I just finished, it's called Who is the King in America?
Mm-hmm.
And I go through an overview of 6,000 years of world history. And I demonstrate how America is unique. And, of course, the beginning of writing was around 3 or 4,000 B.C., cuneiform in Mesopotamia, which is today Iraq. So 3 or 4,000 B.C., we're around 2,080, that's around 6,000 years of recorded history. 6,000 years is not long. It's only 60 people living 100 years each, back to back. Right? We've all met someone who's lived 100 years, maybe a grandmother. Mm. We're talking 60 grandmothers. And you're all the way back to the beginning of recorded human history.
Amazing.
And so it's not that long. And so the question I ask is, what's the most common form of government? Well, let's see. There's pharaohs and Caesars and sultans and Alexander the Great, 5,000 years, 18 major Chinese dynasties ruled by emperors, Roman emperors, Byzantine emperors, Muslim sultans, king of Spain, France, and Austria. But the most powerful king was the King of England. When America's founders decided to split, they wanted to flip it and make the people the king. And so a republic is where the people are king, ruling through their representatives. And so if there's a whole lot of problems in the country, look no further than yourself. You're
exactly.
The king.
Right.
They're your representatives. You don't just have the right to vote them in. You're going to be held accountable to God for what they do. You hire a banker, you hire a trash collector, and you hire a politician. They're carrying out your will. You're paying them. You're accountable. Anyway, I look through history at the rare examples of republics and how they fail. And so the first instance of a republic where a people ruled themselves without a king was ancient Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Around 1400 B.C., they come out of Egypt, come into the Promised Land, and for 400 years, there's no king. Everyone is equal before the law. And the law says there is no respect of persons in judgment. Why is that significant? Because where there's a king, if you're friends with the king, you're more equal.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not friends with the king, you're less equal. And if you're an enemy of the king, you're dead. It's called treason, or you're a slave. The hierarchical structure of society. In ancient Israel, there was no king. Everyone was equal. It's the beginning of the concept of equality. Anyway, it worked as long as the priest taught it. When the priest stopped teaching the law, the rubber band snapped back. They got King Saul. But one story I wanted to focus was right before it fell, it was cratering. There was a guy named Abimelech, illegitimate son of Gideon. He goes to a town called Shechem. He takes 70 pieces of silver from the temple of Baal-berith, and he hires vain and worthless persons to go out and murder the sons of Gideon so that he can make himself king. So we got somebody taking money, buying agitators. Let's fast forward to ancient Greece, Athens. There's Philip of Macedon to the north, the father of Alexander the Great. He's conquering city-states. People in Athens are waking up, thinking we got to get our defenses. Philip bribed some citizens of Athens to betray their city. And they would get into the market, they'd all be talking politics, and they'd say, wait a second, Philip's not such a bad guy. I hear he's liberating these cities.
Right.
And these paid propagandists would gather around them, useful idiots who would believe their lies and confuse the city. And so Philip was able to conquer it. So again, you got somebody taking money, gold, and buying the allegiance of some low-level people. And then the third story, Rome was a republic for 500 years. SPQR, Senatus Publicus Romanus, they had 600 senators. But a guy named Julius Caesar, he was his family was bankrupt. He joined the military to escape debt collectors, conquerors in Europe, and now he wants to be involved in politics, does an under-the-table deal with two rich guys, Pompey and Crassus. Crassus dies. Now it's a tug-of-war between Caesar and Pompey. Now, Pompey has money. Caesar does not. Caesar goes into Rome, raids the Temple of Saturn, takes 400 years of stored-up gold to buy supporters against Pompey. He said, use money to get men, use men to get money. Mm-hmm. And now we fast forward to Machiavelli. So hopefully if people will be following me here.
We're all taking notes here, Bill Federer, right now. This is great history. Good job. All right.
So 500 years ago, Italy was a bunch of city-states. Venice, Genoa, Naples, Florence, Siena. They all had armies and navies and fought. Machiavelli thought if one prince could control all of Italy, it would stop the infighting. He writes a book called The Prince, saying the ends justifies the means. The end of one prince controlling all of Italy is so good, any means necessary to get there is justified. By cheap steal. So if a prince conquers a city, they would hate him. But if the prince pays criminals to kill cows, burn barns, create terror, the people would cry out for help.
Exactly.
The prince would come in, kill the very criminals he bribed. Nobody would know the better for it, and they'd all praise the prince as a hero. So it's good marketing. You create the need and fill it. You go around the back of the house and set it on fire, then you go around the front of the house and sell them a fire extinguisher. They'll pay anything for it, and thank you for being there.
It's brilliant.
Machiavellianism.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you create or capitalize on a crisis to consolidate control. Remember Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste?
Right.
That influenced someone named Hegel in Germany, Prussia. Napoleon conquers Prussia real easy. The king said, we need to strengthen the state. Hegel's dialectics, it's a triangle. One corner is a thesis. The opposite is an antithesis, antithesis. Mm-hmm. And the top corner is a synthesis. Sounds complicated, but it's not. In other words, you start off and then you create a problem that's real bad, and everybody is happy to settle for your answer that's half as bad.
Yeah.
And then that becomes the new thesis. You create another problem that's real bad, and everybody's happy to settle for your answer that's half as bad. This inspired Karl Marx. And how did you create the antithesis, the real bad problem? You would send in labor organizers, community organizers, agent provocateurs, provoking agents. Their job? Create a crisis. They would find the tension lines, the fault lines, the people who felt like they've been victimized or been slighted or wronged, and you go to them and stir them up, saying, you want what they have, follow me, you'll get it.
Exactly.
Now, it works best if the people are not Christian. Mm-hmm. Even Napoleon said, religion is what keeps the poor from murdering the rich. So if you have poor Christians, they'll just suffer. But if you get rid of that, all you got is raw human passion. And so they would organize the proletariat against the bourgeois, the working class against the business owners. They would organize the blacks against the whites, the Protestants against the Christians, the Muslims against the Christians. They would organize the Hutus against the Tutsis in the Congo and Rwanda. They really don't care who the two sides are or what the issues are. They just want a destabilizing domestic crisis that's so bad that everybody surrenders their freedoms to some dictator promising to fix it. And so 45
they get to be the hero of the day.
Communist dictators this way.
Yeah. Well, we're down to about 20 seconds here, Bill.
And so anyway, so here we flash forward to Saul Alinsky. Hillary Clinton did her senior thesis at Wellesley College, on and on. Obama was a Saul Alinsky advisor. Saul Alinsky rode around with Al Capone, Hitman, Frank Nitti. So all you had to do was kill a few people, and the whole neighborhood would freak out and surrender their freedoms to somebody promising to fix it. Alinsky applies this to politics.
It just keeps on cycling, doesn't it? Bill Federer, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Good stuff.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Because they matter. And if we're going to get this country back on track, we need to reconnect with these founding principles that we seem to have let go for a moment. And I only hope and pray that it's only for a moment, because at some point, I think that we're smart enough to figure out that what we're doing is not working. And we need to abandon those things. You know, it's like they talk about time and again, ad nauseum, about the definition of insanity, doing the same thing, expecting different results. And, you know, we're smarter than this, America. And I think that I just have this sense, this optimistic sense that we're willing to work together to get back on the right track. We're fortunate to have Joel Gilbert back with us. It's always good to be having an opportunity to talk with the filmmaker, who's directed and produced political documentary feature films on the Middle East conflict, Islamism, Iran, Barack Obama, as well as documentary films on music icons Bob Dylan, Elvis Presley, and Paul McCartney. Joel Gilbert, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great to be here. Good morning.
So you've been busy. Did you finally go? Did you go pick up the money for Bob Dylan's Nobel Peace Prize? I mean, you kind of like know him and everything. Maybe.
Well,
have you go pick it up?
Well, knowing what I know about Dylan, I think he felt that the Nobel Committee was using him to put on an event to get worldwide attention for their prizes, which don't draw that much interest. I think had they given the award to him 20, 30 years ago when he was putting out seminal written works, he would have been more interested. But I think he looked at it as a publicity ploy, and he's not the kind of guy that'll be, you know, fly halfway around the world to be used and trotted out like some antique.
Yeah. He just says, just send me the money, okay, and we'll call it a day.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not? But still, nonetheless, as you say and as you noted in your film about him, quite the iconic figure and deserving
of any kind of recognition, the Nobel Peace Prize, huge. You know, regardless, I think whether you get it today or tomorrow down the road, but I can appreciate, and you have a better insight into Bob Dylan's psychology and could look at it that way. But, hey, I think for his fans, they look at it and say, hey, well done. And, you know, it's just another one of the bricks in the wall of this man's legacy.
Yeah, it's the same reason he doesn't really like to do interviews. He doesn't like to talk about himself or celebrate himself. He prefers to go out and create music and perform. And the last thing he wants to do is to, you know, walk out there like some ancient relic and be given awards. It's really not his thing, but
right.
He's still touring and he's still as good as ever.
That's amazing. Well, I wanted to talk to you about, speaking of Barack Obama, though he's out of the Oval Office, you know, you can get the boy out of the Oval Office, but you can't get the Oval Office out of the boy, so to speak. And I don't mean any disrespect by using that term. It's just the language, that's all.
Well, I would rather say that you can put the agitator into the Oval Office, but once he gets in the Oval Office, you can't get the agitator out of the president.
Well said. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
more appropriately. Look, that's part of his DNA, which you noted in your documentary about Barack Obama.
Correct. My movie came out a few years ago called Dreams from My Real Father. Most people have seen it. I'm amazed. I've talked to senators and congressmen and advisors to, you know, major people. They've all seen it. You know, it's really... come a long way. When it first came out in 2012, the film, of course, is an alternate history of Barack Obama. I show a mountain of evidence that the narrative that Obama put forward, that the media simply repeated and never investigated, that his father was a goat herder from Kenya, he was a mainstream politician who was going to cut the deficit in half, and marriages between a man and a woman and God, all this narrative, I came up with a completely different history and political agenda that was based on the fact that I showed that his real biological father was not the Kenyan Obama. It was, in fact, Frank Marshall Davis, an American communist out of Chicago and Soviet agent who Obama admits raised him in Hawaii. And I showed that Obama was radicalized by his real father during his formative years into this anti-white, anti-American ideology, such that Obama even wrote in his own book, I went to Occidental College to study with Marxist professors. Now, who wants to go, when they're 18 years old, to go study Marxism unless you had a radicalization experience?
Right.
So I show that entire history of Obama as a radical leftist in the little-known world of American Marxism.
Well, kind of amazing that the mainstream media took a vacation for 8 years, and suddenly now they woke up and said, oh, hey, we got to vet these people, so bring Trump into the Oval Office, and all of a sudden they start doing their job again.
Yeah, all of a sudden they care about facts and accuracy. You know, they get so passionate about it. Now, Barack Obama told a million lies every time he talked, whether it was the IRS scandal or Fast and Furious or, you know, Obama.
Oh, Joel, come on, you're kidding. The scandal? There was no scandal in his administration,
scandal,
right?
But the media, all of a sudden, they're such passionate, you know, troubadours for the truth, and they just turned a blind eye for so long. But it's come a long way. When my film first came out, people would say, well, how could this be that Barack Obama is really a radical and his real father is not this goat herder from Kenya and he's a radical Marxist? If this was true, CNN would have covered this. Fox would have covered this. And how could Obama wouldn't lie about his past? That was a reaction. But 4 years later, it's come a long way. People that first find out about the film, if they find out about it only now, they say, well, of course CNN would cover this up, and of course Fox would be afraid of this, and of course Obama would have lied. So it's really kind of moved the bar.
Mm-hmm. When it comes down to it, Joel, you know, we've been saying this for quite a while, and I've interviewed not only people like yourself, others, Trevor Loudon, who did incredible amounts of research into the background of Barack Obama. And it wasn't easy for him because so much has been sealed. And it's been pretty well common knowledge that he spent millions of dollars to seal up his past, transcripts from college, things that would be quite interesting. And, you know, again, we wonder, you know, the argument about the legitimacy of one Barack Obama. But if you bring that up in any kind of sentence, then you're a racist.
Well, Obama's story politically, how he ran for office as a moderate and hid his background, hid his true agenda, is the story of how American Marxism and socialism changed. In the late 60s, the Marxist terrorist groups like the Weather Underground, SDS, Obama's mentor, Bill Ayers.
Bill Ayers, right.
They would look people in the eye and say, we want to destroy America. We want to replace the Constitution with a communist manifesto. We want to put 50 million Americans in re-education centers. We think we'll have to murder 25 million. And they thought that if they would bomb government buildings and murder policemen, that a revolution would start across the country. This was their philosophy. And it failed miserably because it was so evil. And they ended up going to jail. And in the underground, when they came out of prison or out of the underground in the early 80s and moved back to Chicago, they taught a lesson to the young radicals like Barack Obama. They said, listen, you cannot talk about your socialism and Marxism publicly. Keep it to yourself. You've got to hide your agenda because nobody will follow you if you tell the truth about what you stand for. Instead, tell people you want to raise their wages. You want to give them free college tuition. You want to give them free health care. And then get elected to political office. And once you're in power, you'll throw everyone under the bus and pursue a radical agenda that no one voted for. And this is the story of what Obama did and why he did it and how American socialism changed to a stealth socialism.
Well, it's amazing. And here it is. I mean, to this day, mysteries abound. Joel, I've maintained that we were going to find out more about this president after he was out of office than while he was in, because clearly the wagons were drawn tight and around him. They were very protective, including the wagons of the mainstream media who did not do their job. And we say to this day, just do your job. You know, go out there, document history, do the investigations that are needed. Why is it that we're having everybody else do it? And then when they come in and present their case, they're all invalidated and said that there's nothing there, and then they throw down the race card or whatever card they can to invalidate all the reporting.
Right. The media is too heavily invested in their repetition of Obama's false narrative. So they'll always, I think, continue to block the truth coming out because Obama still has an agenda. And I think he's going to continue to be this professional agitator to divide the country between black and white. He's going to talk about slavery and Jim Crow. Mm-hmm. He wants to be Reverend Wright. He wants to be his real father, Frank Marshall Davis, who divided the country and were very bitter and angry against America.
Well, we're going to talk about the marketing package of one Barack Obama on the other side of the break. Our conversation with filmmaker Joel Gilbert continues. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're here to help you remember, and I would encourage all of our listeners, get yourself familiarized again with the Constitution. That is the basis of all our argument and our position and what we stand for and what we're looking forward with in terms of the roadmap that we have. But if you're not familiar with it, and I know that many schools today have ignored the importance and significance, some have just flat out said, hey, it's just not necessary. But I think we lose so much in the process if we let go of these founding documents that are so critical to the conversation and, I believe, to the future of our country. Speaking of which, Joel Gilbert is with us, the filmmaker, who predicted that now former President Barack Obama, whose ideology was inspired by communist radical Frank Marshall Davis, will continue to sow racial discord and class warfare using divide and conquer techniques and tactics even now that he is out of office. And Joel, this is exactly what we see happening. So what you predicted, you know, as we said before, you can take the anarchist, out of the Oval Office, but not the anarchist out of the anarchist, I guess, so to speak.
That's right. Obama was trained as a radical organizer for 10 years in Chicago with the Midwest Academy. He became a trainer for ACORN. As I mentioned and in my film, he spent his youth being radicalized by the anti-white, anti-American Soviet agent named Frank Marshall Davis, who I showed as his real father. And that's why when he went to Chicago, he was so comfortable with Reverend Jeremiah Wright. It's literally the same guy as his father. Mm-hmm. He called Reverend Wright his uncle.
Right.
Went there and heard the same anti-American speeches. Obama is very comfortable with anti-American extremists, and they're comfortable with him because Obama shares their values. Look, Obama ran as this candidate. No one knew who he was. He was packaged by David Axelrod, by the way, the media lobbyist and mogul of that, who knew a great deal about lobbying. He'd worked for Con Ed. And don't forget, people don't know that David Axelrod came from a communist family. Both his parents were members of the Communist Party. Valerie Jarrett, his other main advisor in the White House, her father-in-law was Vernon Jarrett, another black communist who was a colleague of Obama's father in Chicago. They worked for the Chicago Star on the communist newspapers. So we had in the White House three red diaper babies, children of communists, anti-American communists, that have been running the country for 8 years. That explains these anti-American, pro-Russian, pro-Islamic policies that have been meant to harm America. And it's been the greatest fraud we could, no one even could imagine or write such a script. But they pulled it off because of the media covering up Obama's real background, his real ideology. And one has to wonder why the CIA or some of the intelligence community did not out Obama, because he would have been subject to blackmail.
Exactly.
The Russians easily could have blackmailed him. They would have, if I could figure out who his real father was and his real background, they would have figured it out, and they probably had a file on Obama's father because he worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we heard Obama tell Dmitry Medvedev 2012 on a hot mic, he said, after this election, I can be more flexible, as he patted him on the arm.
Exactly.
Medvedev said, I will transmit this to Vladimir. Like we're looking at some spy movie. I mean, it sends a chill down your spine. You've got to think, well, why didn't the intelligence community open up an investigation immediately to see if Obama was being blackmailed? Don't forget, Obama, the first thing he did when he took office in 2008 was to remove the missile shield from Eastern Europe that the Russians wanted removed. So if anything, I would call for an investigation into Obama's ties to Russia, if he was blackmailed, or if he had any other ties to them because of his father's employment by the Soviet intelligence for so long.
Well, you touch on a couple things here, and in light of what's happening in the current news and what happened this past week with General Flynn, and some of the hyperbole that's being tossed out there comparing what happened with General Flynn potentially and the conversations with the ambassador of Russia. Some are comparing this as likened to the start of World War II, the bombing of Pearl Harbor. I mean,
this is the Democrats, throwing up all kinds of hyperbole. There's clearly what's emerged is an agenda of the radical left. When I say the radical left today, I actually mean the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is now a radical socialist party.
Mm-hmm.
They're clearly working with members of the intelligence community and possibly even some of these Republican establishment figures to undermine Trump's presidency from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're entering a very dangerous phase. And Trump must move to purge all of the disloyal elements within the intelligence community. They're illegally leaking classified material.
Right. And that's, to me, is the outrage, is the illegal leaking. But as Trey Gowdy says, welcome to Washington, D.C. This is a town that loves leaks. It loves to get them. It loves to give them.
Well, it's much more serious than that. Gowdy is trying to paper over the issue. It's one thing to leak unclassified material or things that don't come from classified intelligence gathering. What has been leaked is actually revealing our actual methods and coverage of Soviet and Russian ambassador and other things that go far beyond general leaks. So I think that was inappropriate for Trey Gowdy to say.
And there's nine sources of these leaks. I mean, this goes to show you just how maybe casual and common it is that you would have nine different sources on this.
Well, no one knows if it's nine sources. This is just hyperbole that it may be one source, and then it to cover their tracks.
And metastasizes
them. They say, there's nine different sources.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we don't know, but let's see if Trump moves quickly to confront and purge these rogue elements.
Well, he's got a big job at hand, not to mention the fact that America put their confidence in him to change something. And my hope and prayer is that he has a fair shot at it. As you say, these ideologues and this bureaucracy has been so well entrenched. This has gone on for decades. Nobody else or very few people have been successful, if any. I should say very few people have been outed. And it's much more than just a few people. It seems to be that this is a systemic issue, Joel, don't you think?
Well, I think it's just worse than that. It's not systemic. This is a clear effort to purge Donald Trump's right flank.
Right.
They got rid of Monica Crowley with some leaks about she didn't use footnotes in her book or did not use a couple footnotes in her Columbia thesis.
Right.
Very conservative, brilliant strategist, Monica Crowley. She was going to go to work, actually, with Mike Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
Flynn then is taken care of. They were attacking Bannon. Don't forget, they continue to attack him as a white supremacist. Absurd allegation. Or anti-Semitic. Completely absurd. Stephen Miller, they took a few shots at him. So I think that they're thinking that Trump may be malleable and manipulatable, and if they can simply replace his conservative cadre and advisors with more liberal establishment types, that they can have their way with him. A similar effort was done to Ronald Reagan. People don't really know the history that Ronald Reagan started out with very conservative advisors like Richard Allen, McFarland, Joseph Cherba. Once he took office, the Bush appointees and people slowly wormed their way in, and all of these Reagan's most conservative advisors all went by the wayside because of various nonsensical scandals.
Exactly.
And they were all replaced by Don Regan, James Baker, all these Bush cronies. And that's how the establishment struck back. So I think it's happening again.
Exactly. So nothing new under the sun here, Joel Gilbert. And, you know, we the people who are, looking for change, Main Street America, who has been forgotten, the Democrats would just as soon have you be forgotten once again.
Well, there's a nefarious effort being carried out right now. And I think it is a shame because the people spoke. The people said they wanted change, not the fake change that Obama said he was going
Crawford
to do
mm-hmm.
With his fake background that resulted in a fake presidency. I mean, nobody voted for let's have if a pedophile wakes up in the morning and feels like a woman, he mm-hmm. can go into a little girl's restroom, and that's legal. And let's knock down our borders and not have any immigration law. Let's legalize same-sex marriage. No one voted for any of this. And that Obama had a message of change, but it was a complete lie and fraud. I'm going to have a national health care, and we'll include the Republicans and show it on C-SPAN, and we'll all come up with something to help the 15% of people that don't have health care. Another big lie. He never intended to do any of that stuff. So we have a chance for real change, legitimate change, based on Trump keeping his promises that he was elected upon, tax reform, security, foreign policy, American values, trade policy. So the American people have spoken, and Trump is hopefully executing his agenda that people voted for, unlike Obama, who executed an agenda that nobody voted for.
Well, and he evacuated all these votes, and it galls me that the Democrats, including Obama, his attorney general, Eric Holder, talking about how important it was, the vote of Americans, but yet they casually, throughout his administration, vacated votes, 8 million specifically just in California alone regarding their vote to define the traditional marriage, standing on it. And boy, those were gone just because of one radical activist judge out in California. So it galls me that that's the case. We got about 10 seconds left here, Joel. What's our hope?
I hope everyone will see my film at obamasrealfather.com or my more recent film, There's No Place Like Utopia.com, about the progressive agenda.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
taking turmeric,